We have Randy Zahner joining us here in the studio today, another guy that never takes a break. Randy, you were telling us that you've been working a lot of cows as of recent. So what's going on? We hear a lot about harvest right now. We had a report with Brownfield today saying that most of harvest throughout the state is coming to a conclusion, which it is about that time, thankfully, with both the corn and the soybeans. So what's going on in the cattle industry here in mid-November?
So we're starting to have cow sales and calf, you know, the calf sales are started. Most of the cow sales will start in December. Bred cows will be selling. A lot of people wean their calves this year. Usually a lot of people will take them to the barn, you know, right off the cow. But we had more people weaning calves this year than normal and backgrounding them, which is good for the feeders.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because of everything that's going on, they just thought they would be better prepared when they got to the sell barn. And a lot of times if you background them a little bit, they'll sell a little better.
And that seems to be going okay.
You know, there's been a few people who had a few sick calves, but in general, we haven't lost any. The big thing this summer, we had a lot of pink eye problems in calves, and that was because of the flies.
Uh-huh.
And we're having less and less fly killing pesticides that work.
Oh.
It's kind of like everything else, they're getting resistant, and we're not making any new products.
Uh-huh.
So it was hard to find something that worked this year.
Okay.
And sometimes you have to switch products. So that was an issue. One thing we're doing this fall is, because of this darn COVID, we're not doing a lot of meetings face-to-face. So
sure.
The university has every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock has a webinar for an hour. And so they're doing it through November and December. And you can go to beef.unl.edu and get more information on that. That's our beef website.
Okay.
And I'm talking, I think, in December on replacement cow prices, heifer prices.
Oh, okay.
And that's, you know, people are going to start buying replacements. So it's...
talk about what works.
We kind of did an analysis program where we looked at what we think people can pay. And it's like on a 10-year... forecast with Missouri's FAPRI, which is the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute. That's what the Congress uses to look at how things are going to go in the future. Now, they're not always right in their predictions, but they're showing higher calf prices. So our actual dollar amount you can pay for heifers is a little more this year than last year, which everybody thought was too low last year. But this year it looks a little better just because we're seeing bigger prices or better prices for future the next 10 years. So we're kind of at our low this year.
Hopefully, anyway.
We're hoping. But, you know, you just never know. If you get a pandemic or something else that affects it, then it could do it, you know, easily.
In a normal year, you never know.
Yes.
But when you
yes.
encounter a COVID-19 factor, then it's just even more unknown.
That was kind of interesting because we thought it might be lower, but actually you could pay a little bit more just because of the way the prices look in the future. And, you know, the idea is you get more money from those calves, so you can pay those cows off easier. Mm-hmm. If you're going in a down cycle where prices are getting lower, then you got to pay less because they're not as valuable. So that calf isn't that they're producing. So it's kind of interesting. And then, you know, as keeping them in the herd longer is the key to profitability if they'll stay in longer. If you buy heifers that fall out really fast, those aren't very profitable. You need ones that's going to stay in the herd and last for about 10 years. So, and we looked at different calling rates too. And you know, if you have to call your cows faster than most people, then you got to pay less because you don't get as much out of those cows. Because they're your factory, if you think about
it. It sounds like these webinars, you're touching on a lot of subjects in, huh?
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, we do our beef newsletter once a month, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so the webinar is kind of touching on some of the stuff we're talking about, our beef newsletter, which comes out monthly.
Okay.
And so that's what we've kind of tried to do because we've not done a lot of face-to-face just because of COVID. We don't want to get people sick.
Sure,
so
trying to follow the recommendations.
Yeah,
this is
a way people can get some more information.
But you're covering a lot of aspects of the beef business. Not just the cows, but...
Right,
you know.
Right. Well, you know, we did one on how much meat you can get from a from a steer if you buy one locally and have it processed at a local custom plant. That's in there. And then there's another
that's
one.
That's good for a consumer.
Yes. We did that basically because we were getting a lot of questions on it. Because, you know, when things got tight there for a while, people were looking at buying meat.
Yeah.
And so,
buying
and
a lot
like,
in bulk.
Yeah. And they're like, well, we're not getting as much meat as what that calf weighed for. So we kind of had to tell them.
Explain
how it works, you know, because you're getting 60%, 62% is the yield. So, we did that. Yeah. And then they talked. There's another one that they talked about. Actually processing on the farm and the things that steps you need to go through. So it goes anywhere from cow calf to the finished product.
Some of that's good to know for everybody around here because
Absolutely.
That's one of the options we have for living here is we can buy a beef on the hoof and take it to a custom packer and have it cut up and get a special order, cut to suit. A great advantage of living out in that rural area.
Absolutely, it is.
And the challenge this year is the custom plants have been booked up. So we always sell a few from our home place, and we had to go into August. Normally we do it in July. So my brother got it in again next year, and when he talked to him, they were already into July.
Talk about being backed up.
If you want one, you need to let people know so they can get it scheduled. And that I think that we go to Mullen, but there's places all over. There's here in Lawrence Platte. There's places in Wallace has got a really good one. Just all over. There's custom plants, but all of them I've talked to are pretty well scheduled up.
Yeah. I was in the Tri-Cities this past weekend and late last week, and I heard several commercials on the radio where people were saying, hey, we're already backed up. We're not taking anything until I think it was summer almost on some advertisements. So I thought, my goodness, it's everywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing about the hunters, too. You know, they always take their deer in, and it's getting a little tighter for them this year. But there's still a few places around here I hear advertising. It's got available space.
Good, good. Randy, anything else you want to hit on this morning?
That's pretty much it. We continue to a lot of our work is going to be via webinar or newsletter. We continue to do schedule. We have some face to face. Our pesticide trainings right now are all scheduled for face to face. So if you need a private pesticide license, we'll have that. We don't know how it's going to look. They don't start till January. But you're going to have to call in. People aren't used to calling in for that program, but the reason you're going to have to call in is we're going to have to space people out, and if we don't have enough room, we're going to have to cut it off. Mm. So if you're getting a private pesticide, dates will be coming out. You need to let us know when you plan to come because it's going to be a little different than what it has in the past. Now, we'll see if we get this vaccine and stuff, things could change. But
fingers crossed.
Right. But it's looking a little bit more challenging for us because we have to, you know, our room normally holds 100 and some, and I think we can hold 30 in there with 6-foot spacing. So you can show the difference in what we're doing.
Sure. And locally, everything's followed from the university's recommendations, too, right? The university puts the guidelines into place for the entire system.
Yes, that's true. And they're approving everything by meeting. So you have to spend about 2 days getting it wrote up so that they can check it out and make sure we've got all of our plans because they want to make sure we're following all the guidelines so we don't get anybody sick.
Understandably so.
Right.
They just want to make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. So.
Right.
A lot of adjustments in this COVID era.
yeah, there is. And so
I want to mention, too, the Hay and Forage Minute, that you put out. I put them on our website. They're a quick, easy read.
Good.
It's informative about something that's on people's minds right now, like soil testing and stocks,
corn
stocks. So appreciate those.
Well, they have a newsletter you can sign up to, but I just went ahead and sent them out to my news people because sometimes Lincoln doesn't get them all signed up, and so and I have sent some out to producers, but I've kind of just saved it for the media to put out and let them kind of put it out, and then they've been very useful for people, I think.
Very educational, too.
Well, that's what we do. It's about there. We work at it all the time. So
and when a professional hands it over to us, it's even better.
Well, it's all written by people that are experts in that area. So that's like the beef newsletter. So those are the kind of things that we're trying to do to cover those things that, you know, we can't do as much face-to-face, so mm-hmm. we're trying to do more of that kind of information for people.
Yeah, because the people that you're helping out here are the definition of essential workers. There's no days off for them. And they've been practicing the social distancing for years, so that's not a concern anyway.
Right. That is true. That is true. And that's been, I mean, that's why we didn't get it sooner here, I think, is because of that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, if they're interested in good beef information, you know, our beef.unl.edu website, plus our beef webinars that are happening every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock is a good place to go. You have to probably contact one of us to get the site information so you can get on, because there's usually a registration for them.
Okay. And is there a registration fee?
No.
Okay.
They're all free.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Which is kind of benefit.
Tuesday night, you said.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, every Tuesday night, November, December.
All right.
Great.
Well, Randy, as always, it's good to see you. Appreciate the time. Good luck to you and the brother as you guys continue to work cows and calves. And stay safe, stay healthy, my friend.
Will do. It's good to see you guys, and stay healthy also.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this.